Ah, good evening, traveler. Welcome to the Penumbra. Have you heard of the Janus Beast? It's been roaming through here of late, plucking travelers from their caravans and devouring them with its two bloodthirsty mouths. But don't go looking for it yourself, traveler. For a beast like this, you have to call a knight. Just be careful you don't call too many of them, or they might make more of a mess than the beast ever could. Come, traveler. Come with me into room 316. The head of the Janus Beast.
I think someone's lost!
I'm not lost.
We've been tracking this monster for hours.
Well, it's a big forest.
Whose idea was that? We don't need forests this big. Someone should get in here and replace all this with something useful. Market? Tavern? A brothel, maybe?
A brothel that takes half a day to get from one end to the other?
It's the dream, Tal.
That isn't possible.
My God, you're right! My sincerest apologies, Sir Tal from the Cranky, picker of nits.
Stop it.
Who corrected the grammar of the queen herself in the great who-whom debacle of the crown's
Stop!
Court. Fine, fine, but I don't think I can take much more of this forest.
You might have to.
All right, look. Let's get this over with. How do the tracks look?
Well, they're definitely the prints of a human-like creature. Big, too. Nearly 2 feet from heel to toe.
2 feet per foot?
Yes.
It was a joke, Tal. I meant... never mind. Keep going.
Smells like there's a stream nearby. Even ogres need a place to drink. Its den could be close. I don't know, though. How sure are we that there really is a monster in these woods?
I'll stop it.
They're just footprints, Mark. Someone could have just gotten lost out here.
Someone with 2-foot-long feet.
It could be a big person.
It's more than just a person, Tal. We have eyewitness testimony, remember?
From whom?
I bought a man a meal last night, and he told me all about it.
What man?
Oh, you saw him. The one sitting outside the inn.
That was the town drunk!
Listen to yourself, Tal. For shame. With people talking about him that way, why wouldn't he start drinking? A drunk! Listen to yourself! He's a human being. One suffering from a terrible condition, and you reduce him like this. Next, you'll start calling
You're
me...
You're right, I'm sorry.
Good. Now, this person suffering from inebriation told me, surprisingly lucidly, I might add, that he saw the last trade caravan when the monster attacked it. A Janus Beast, he called it. Like a man, he said, with 2 faces. One looking forward and one back, and its arms and its legs would twist around to face each side.
If he was drunk, don't you think his vision might be blurry? Like he might see 2 faces where there was only one?
That's just rude, Tal.
How is it rude? He's a drunk!
For the last time, I told you not to call him a drunk.
You always do this. You stay out until all hours talking to who knows who, and you expect me to... The pain?
No, you just came a little too close and I caught your scent.
Hold on, I'll help you down. Are you sure these buckles aren't too tight?
Well, I thought about loosening them, but decided I'd rather stay on the horse.
Fine. Grab on.
Careful! Careful!
Where's the pain this time?
Just the right leg. Lower down, I think. It's getting harder to tell.
That could be good, couldn't it?
No, this happens every few years. Leave it alone, I just need some rest. They really should get some rugs in here. I hate the flooring they've put in.
Dirt, you mean?
Call it what you like. It's awful. You weren't kidding about these tracks, though. They are impressive.
You really think so?
Yeah, these are the sorts of footprints that smaller footprints use to scare their toes into behaving.
I knew it! I thought my eyes might be tricking me, but they aren't, are they? This thing is huge! Just think what it'll do for our reputation if we kill it!
Sure.
This has to be the one, right? If this two-faced ogre, or whatever it is, has been stalking the locals for as long as they say, its head has got to get us some attention. Maybe even enough to convince the queen to see us. Finally! It will. It has to. I'm sure it will.
You know, they say the more times you repeat something, the more convincing it becomes.
Really?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
For what? For not being confident? Next, you're going to apologize for apologizing.
Sorry.
Don't! It's an old joke, Tal, and you're too young a joker. Will the queen notice one monster? Maybe. But will the knights of the queen notice? Definitely. They'll want to choke us for stepping in on their territory. And if we want to be knights of the queen, we have two options. Either impress the queen so much that she has to enlist us, or piss off the knights so much they'd rather let us join than let us roam around making them look bad.
Are you sure making the knights angry is a good idea?
After what they've put us through, I'm not going to stop angering them, Tal. They'll have to kiss my greaves before I stop.
Did you hear that?
Shh. Go take a look and hand me my sword.
It's one of the queen's knights.
Oh, you're joking. No, what am I saying? Of course you aren't.
This is a problem.
A problem? Try opportunity, Tal. This is just the confirmation we needed.
What?
Does the queen send her closest knights to check on every oversized footprint in the kingdom?
I don't know. I've never spoken to her.
No, of course she doesn't. If one of the knights of the queen is out here, we know we're onto something big. Something Janus beast big.
Well, it doesn't matter how big the monster is if that knight finds it before we do.
Oh, Tal, come on! He's not going to get there before us. That's what I'm here for. Dampierre! Here, Dampierre!
The horse? Look what it did! The knight hurt it!
That's the idea. Dampierre, help me up, quickly!
I hope you know what you're doing.
Who's in there?
A lady knight?
Don't be rude. I can't take you anywhere, can I?
I can hear you whispering. Show yourself.
You show yourself!
I don't have time for this. In the name of the queen, show yourself. Knight's orders.
All right. We're coming.
Fun costumes you two have. You often go into the woods and play dress-up.
Costumes?
Oh, please forgive my brother, miss.
Sir.
Mister?
Sir. My name is Sir Caroline. You'll show some respect and refer to me by my full title. That clear?
Perfectly, Sir Caroline. Please excuse my brother. The doctors say he's simple.
I can see that.
Hey.
But the costumes you mention, well, these are no games, Sir Caroline. These are the deadliest business. Did you speak to the mayor of our village?
I don't have that kind of time to waste. People have been dying on this path, I hear, which is exactly why you shouldn't be here.
Of course,
so
but...
So go home. Hang up that cheap mail and leave the knighting to the knights. Think you can do that?
Well, that's just the problem, Sir Caroline. We saw the cause of that death with our own eyes. This thing they call the Janus Beast.
You saw it? Where?
Just a few nights ago. My brother awoke in the night complaining that he heard a howling. A howling, I said. We live next to a forest, you fool. Of course there's a howling. Go back to sleep. You're just having another attack of simplicity. But then he awoke again, not 2 minutes later.
I asked you where.
Well, we went out and we watched the thing tear this caravan apart. The legs swinging and its twin faces gnashing all of their teeth. 64 by my brother's count. He might be simple, Sir Caroline, but in terms of mathematics, you will never find a quicker...
Where was it?
Don't rush me. Pacing is crucial to proper storytelling.
Excuse me?
You're excused. In any case, we followed the monster back to its den, where we watched it chew the bones of our fellow man. And it was so terrible, my brother took to sobbing, just like this. Go on, brother, sob.
What?
I asked you to cry. Boo-hoo. Like you did when you saw Big Monster Man?
Boo-hoo.
Thank you for humoring him. He dreams of taking the stage one day. It's tragic, really.
Where you saw it, please. Now.
My brother was crying, as you just saw, and the sound lured the monster to us. We were absolutely certain to be doomed, until the moonlight shone on our father's old shield, which my brother brought to keep him safe. The Janus Beast howled and ran back into its cave. We suspect that it's terrified of either steel or family heirlooms. And now, each day we must come into the forest to keep the beast within its den. It is our duty to our neighbor, Sir Caroline. I'm sure you understand.
I understand a lot of things from that story. There's just one thing you left unclear.
You must be mistaken. I was very thorough.
It's cave. Where is it?
Oh, over that way. Ride for half an hour, cross a stream, a left at the grove where nothing grows, and then you're there.
About time. Listen to me. Go home. Orders from a knight of the queen. I don't want either of you to get hurt. Understood?
Perfectly.
And you, the simple one?
Yes.
Watch your brother. He has a big mouth.
Was that all really necessary?
Well, it got us what we wanted, didn't it? She's off in the wrong direction, and we're free to hunt the Janus beast in private.
Fine.
Then what are we waiting for? This beast isn't going to kill itself. Not until it gets close enough to smell you, anyway.
Whoa there! The tracks are freshest here, still wet. It came up from the spring and went this way within the last few minutes.
Will it catch our scent?
It shouldn't from here.
We'll move slowly then.
Oh, stop, stop!
That's it. Incredible. Look at the size of those swords it's holding and those arms. And just like the old man said, joints snapping and twisting back and forth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Honestly, Talon, you can be so judgmental.
But
anyway, Sir Master Forest Tracker Telfrin, what's standard protocol for taking down a Janus beast?
Well, in cases like this, you want to make sure you're downwind and find a way to sneak up on it from behind.
Good, good. Good plan, Tal. Only
what?
If it has a face ahead of it and a face behind it, how are we supposed to sneak up on it?
You aren't!
Uh-oh. Mark, look out!
Our trap! We got it! Smashed it into snow. Ground it down to meal! Tonight the Janus beast will feast!
Mark! Mark, where are you?
In the dark, no thanks to you. You loosened the straps, didn't you?
I just thought...
You thought wrong! Of all the useless... Don't defend him! You're no better, Dampierre! None of your excuses. You ran, you yellow-bellied pony!
Hark, hark. Do we hear?
Get over here and help me up.
Four ears we hear. With four eyes we see. His limbs will catch it, snap it, drink its marrow, gobble it, slaughter it.
Quit reading the menu and fight me, monster!
I'm coming, Mark.
We'll eat this one later. Shredded skin and boil its eyes.
Up here. Stay back. Stay back.
And what is this little meal? Why won't it run?
Run? Ha! I don't run for anyone, Twin Face. I make the world run for me.
Ah, now we see. It cannot run.
It cannot stand.
Its legs are limp as watercress leaves. And twice as tender.
Well, we all have a flaw. With two faces, you're twice as ugly, for example.
How foolish. The broken doll thinks it's a knight.
It will come to a quiet end, we see.
No battle glory, no sword swinging or shield shining. It will waste away slowly in a dark bed, in a dark room, over so many years, wasting.
Why then sounds nice with you two prattling on like this?
To be eaten would be an honor.
I've always thought so. The only question is how.
To be eaten so noble.
Yes, yes. A sandwich always seemed appropriate to me. Portable, but dignified. I've never really had the complexion for mayonnaise, but you make do with what you can. Be sure to bite into me carefully, though.
We'll open wide and swallow, gobble, chew, and chop.
I'm right back.
I'm coming, Mark. It's down.
Our eyes, it slashed our eyes. It tricks us. With but one brain and two eyes, it tricks us.
Brains are odd like that. They're really about quality, not quantity. Thank you, Dampierre. Sorry for snapping at you. Tension's high. You know how it is. Yes, yes. Sugar and apples for all when this is through.
Mark, look!
It thinks it has beaten us. It takes just two eyes and it thinks it wins. It doesn't know what we know.
It doesn't know that...
You didn't know that?
Of course I did. Draw your sword, it's stalling.
2 and 2 makes 4 + 2 - 2 makes 4 + 2 and 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 + 2
Uh-oh.
Its head stopped spinning!
Head updates are really not necessary, Tal.
But its eyes!
Yes, I can see that they're back. Really, that's enough.
If I saw its horse, we'll match it blade for blade. The beast with four eyes against the knight with four legs!
Spin around it, Tal. I'll duel with this side, you take that.
Done.
That's it, Top here. That's it. Good footwork.
Drunker didn't think to mention that it could regenerate?
Listen to yourself, Tal. I said he was a reliable drunk, but he was still a drunk.
This is the last time you picked the quest.
It is not. If you picked them, then every quest would be Sir Mark and Sir Talfern against the larger-than-usual breakfast.
Keep bringing that up. It's not that weird to eat four sausages at breakfast.
Help us with this one, Janice Beast. Your thoughts on the four sausage issue?
We think it's time to make this fight fair.
Talfern.
Let's see how witty it is with two swords swinging at it.
Still very witty. See? Definitely. Still very witty.
It will die. Broken little knight, listen and die.
Not on my watch, beast.
What?
Damn it. Not that knight again. Oh, hello again.
Thought I might see you here.
Did you find the cave all right?
Yep, it was right where you said it was.
What? Really?
No, of course not, you idiot. I knew you seemed familiar, and I turned back as soon as I remembered. The salamander and his nursemaid.
Hey.
A reputation. You really know how to flatter a guest, Caroline.
You know how to get underfoot. Leave the Janice beast to me and go home.
It's too much. It's too bad.
Sorry, no can do. My brother and I need this head pretty badly.
You aren't the only ones.
Sounds like an impasse.
Doesn't have to be. How about this? Whoever cuts off the head takes it. You're so confident as swordsman, that shouldn't be a problem for you.
Oh, it won't be a problem.
So it's a deal.
Deal.
Too fast, too fast, too fast! Little girl knight thinks a head will bring her respect. Broken doll thinks a head will but it will never find a title. It will never find respect. Not for a thousand, thousand heads. Not for a thousand, 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 thousand.
This thing never shuts up, does it?
Some never do. Well, I'll be taking my trophy now.
Your trophy? I cut its head off.
Are you blind? My sword is covered in blood.
You must have cheated.
Don't call me a cheat, thief.
So much for knightly honor. Go find your own monster, you hack.
Mark, no!
You'd better have the sword to back those words up.
Gladly.
Stop! Just knock it off, the both of you.
Back off, Tal.
I won't. You don't need to fight.
I beg to differ.
No, really. I saw the whole thing.
You saw who killed the Janice beast.
Yes, and I have good news. It was both of you.
That doesn't make sense.
But it's true. You both swung at exactly the same time, and your swords clashed right inside the monster's neck, and there was blood everywhere. And then it was laughing, and then...
What?
How is that good news exactly?
Because since you both killed it, that means that... You can both share the head. You can both bring it back to the castle and tell everyone you did it together.
With her?
I'm not sharing my trophy with her. I could have taken that beast down one-handed.
Because you aren't already at enough of a disadvantage.
That's it.
Stop, the both of you!
Put that head down.
I won't. We're bringing it back together.
And be made a fool of in front of the queen herself. I don't think so.
I don't care whether or not you like it. It's what we're doing. You can't take us both on, Sir Caroline. And Mark, I'm not going to let you take what isn't yours.
I guess there's no arguing with that, is there?
Fine.
Good. Well, I'm glad everyone's so excited about this. Tal, you sure know how to put together a party. I'm Sir Mark. This is my brother, Sir Talfern. And this is the part where you say, nice to meet you, or maybe I'm not worthy. Or maybe something simple like, on second thought, you take the head.
You can call each other whatever you want, but I'm not calling a wannabe knight, sir, anything. I earned my title. Neither of you can say the same.
Hand me the head, Sir Talfern.
No.
Fine. You hold on to it, then. One fat head is hard enough for me to deal with anyway.
This is a waste of my time.
For once, I agree with Sir Gloryhawk. In the time it took to set up this camp and remove our armor, we could have been out of this forest.
No, we couldn't. It's dark.
Day behind because two imposters are afraid of the dark.
We found this place by following the Janus Beast's tracks. We'll have to get out the same way. This forest is full of cliffs and fast rivers. Stumbling around in the dark is a good way to fall into something and die.
Well, what are we supposed to do then?
Sleep, probably.
So that you too can take the head in the night? I don't think so.
Suit yourself. Come on, Sir Mark. I've laid out your bedroll.
No, I'm not sleeping either.
But the doctor's orders...
Well, these are brother's orders, and I'm pulling rank.
But...
The second we close our eyes, Tal, she's gonna grab the head and take off. Look at her, those nasty, shifty eyes.
I'm right here.
If she stays up, I stay up.
Fine. But don't complain to me when your legs hurt in the morning.
They always hurt you. What a sleepy boy.
You could join him.
I think I'll watch the head instead, thank you. I'd hate for a scavenger to take it while I slept. Hungry?
Yes, actually.
Here.
Thank you.
So, one of the Knights of the Queen, huh? Pretty new?
I've been a knight for 3 years now.
I thought so. Didn't see you around back when Tal and I were taking exams.
That was a long time ago, I hear. But they still talk about you, you know.
Well, thoughtful of them.
They call you the Salamander, because you...
You crawl around on the ground, right. Yeah, they probably told you I cheated on my exams, too.
You admit it, then?
Sure. I hear them tell it. I've cheated hundreds of ways. Now, first I was cheating because I needed my horse to clear the obstacle course. So I built up the strength to crawl my way through it.
So they hadn't added the 10-foot moat jump by then?
Oh, no. That was in there. Oh, that one took a few tries.
So, then you passed?
Yeah, I'd say so. And they said I couldn't pass the dueling exam if I fell down. So we argued about what that meant. Until someone said my stomach couldn't hit the ground. So I did the whole thing on my back. And then there was the riding test, where they told me I couldn't use my own horse. I know, old friend. That still fires you up, doesn't it?
And you say you passed all of those. How many tries did it take?
291. They ran the test twice a week. I took it every time for almost 3 years. Not perfect attendance. I had to take a month off in the first year for a broken thumb, but I'm proud of it.
Well, if you pass, then why aren't you a knight?
It took 291 tries for them to run out of hoops for me to go through. Or I guess until they decided to bring out the big flaming hoop. I'd have to talk to the queen, they said. But the queen could only see me in her audience chamber, where only one person could enter at a time, no horses were allowed, and crawling was strictly prohibited. Say what you want about the Knights of the Queen, but they can really write a punchline.
That's... not that surprising, actually.
Thought you'd feel that way. Our two-faced friend suggested as much.
My story's not so different from yours. They just couldn't find a final hoop for me.
Lucky. You could say a little bit more about that.
I could.
I did just tell you my entire life story.
Short life.
It was the abridged version, yes.
Listen, Mark, I'm sorry about your sad life, but I don't go spilling my guts around every sappy campfire I sit at, all right?
Fine. What's in the bag?
Do you really have to butt into every single thing I do? Seriously?
Allergic to conversation. This is going to be a fun night.
My flask's empty. Give me some of yours.
Just finished mine. Sorry. There's a stream right over there.
And leave you with the head. No way.
Your choice. But it's sure to be a long, thirsty night. That ration I gave you? Salty, isn't it? Dries you right up.
If you so much as touch that head...
Look at me! It's not like I'm going anywhere.
You'd better not.
Sir Caroline? Sir Caroline? Dampierre, over here, quickly. See? I told you pouring out her flask would pay off. Now, come on. While I load our trophy, you wake Tal. Keep it down. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Bite his ear off or something.
Bite off his ear, eh? Not a bad idea.
Ow, 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 ow.
I warned you about trying to take the head. But honestly, I'm glad you tried. Killing someone over a hunting dispute might not go over well, but killing a thief, that's just a day on the job.
Okay, you are pushing very hard on that sword.
I am.
Just one quick question about that.
Oh?
Did you know that when you drive your sword that way, you completely ruin your grip?
My sword!
Yes, your grip on your sword, exactly.
Take your blade off me.
What did you say about killing thieves? Well, maybe I'll just have to take your head to the castle, too. After all, you know what they
Don't
say.
Don't you dare.
Two heads are better than one.
I can't wait to kill you.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes, and what a jape it's been. Go back to sleep.
Mark, put the sword away. And you, Sir Caroline, you stay right there. Darn it, how long did it take you two to start fighting?
Fighting? Nobody's fighting. We're getting along like two peas on fire.
No, stop. I'm not going to wake up in the morning to find one of you gone and the other dead.
Unless...
No matter which one it is! Go to sleep, both of you!
I will not.
Well, I won't either. I'm not going to be put to bed like a kid.
Don't then. I don't care, really. We'll stay up all night together, if we have to, staring at the fire and wanting to stab each other.
I'm game for that.
Fine. Nobody's sleeping.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. I didn't do it, I promise. Oh, good. They're finally asleep. Everything looking okay out there, Thomas? Thomas? Mark's horse always talks back to him. Thomas, that you?
It can't know. We can't let it know.
That's not Thomas. That's the head.
Our secrets.
Mark? Never mind. You're just going to tell me I'm wasting your time anyway. Say something really funny and cutting, like, hey, why'd you wake me up, you guy? Better at jokes, better at talking to horses, better at everything.
It can't know our secrets. It can't know about the treasure greater than our head.
A treasure? What'd you just say about a treasure?
It's not like its brother. Its brother is a hero.
Stop it!
Its brother is a hero, but it is... replaceable.
I told you to stop!
It thinks its brother is going to leave it behind. It thinks its brother will take our head and all our glory, and it will be left behind. And it is right.
Oh.
It must be right, and that's why it can't find our heart.
Monster's heart?
Our heart could make it a hero. We mustn't tell it. It cannot know.
The monster's heart. The body's not so far. I could be back by morning.
It mustn't know the secret of our heart.
Come on, Thomas. Quickly. We have to be back before they wake up.
It mustn't know. It mustn't know.
All right, stupid head. Tell me about this heart.
Our secrets. Our secrets.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra on Patreon. You could receive episodes early, read our scripts, and hear commentary by our cast and crew for only a few dollars per episode. Please consider supporting the artists who make this possible. Every dollar helps. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories farther and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. This tale, The Head of the Janus Beast, was told by the following people. Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark, Jason Mellon as Sir Talfrin, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, and Kate Jones and Noah Symes as the Janus Beast. On staff at the Penumbra, Kevin Vibert is our lead writer and recording engineer. Sophie Kaner is our director and sound designer. Graham Turner is our lead editor. Original music by Ryan Vibert. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. I'm so sorry you've been called away, dear traveler. We eagerly await your return.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.